From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is the Stephen Roy Podcast, and yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. What is the date today? Okay, it's the input of this. It's the input from this computer that's low. It's good now when I deal with it. No diddling on the podcast, I promise you. This is the Stephen Roy Podcast for the 27th of September, 2024. No, the 28th. I stand corrected. It is the 28th of September, 2024. Just over 2 hours from now, the Texas Tech Red Raiders will take on the Cincinnati, whatever they are. Sorry for those of you who live near Cincinnati. I'm terrible with names, mascots, you know that. But it's great to be with you here on the show. Let's go right into the Rumble. Let's get right down to it. So let me pull up the Stephen Roy Radio at X. That's where I am. You can find me at Stephen Roy Radio. Oh man, I'm gonna have to tell this story on the Rumble. Welcome to the Rumble for the I had to turn that light off up there. The 28th of September 2024, as Tom Sullivan, the gentleman that went on KFBK after Rush Limbaugh, used to say, the year of our Lord, 2024. I wonder how Tom's doing. I don't know. Haven't followed him since he sold out to Faux News Radio or Faux Radio, whatever it's called. But it's great to be with you here. You know, I think I should apologize to all of those of you I have messed with online. I almost feel guilty. Almost feel guilty about it. Almost. You know, 99% of the Asian women that contact me on, 99% of women, period, that contact me. I know I'm fixing my beard on the Rumble video. Great radio, great, well, it's great television, right? I know, well, I just trimmed it, as you may or may not be able to tell. This is not a beard, ladies, Asian women. This is not a beard, it's a mustache, okay? If you don't get that, maybe you should look up a glossary of mustaches. It's not a beard. It's a mustache. If it was a beard, there'd be hair right here. But I almost have to apologize to Asian women because I mess with you. Unrelentedly. Unrelentedly? Is that a word? I am relentless when it comes to messing with bots. So if you're watching the Rumble, because you can go to rumble.com and find me at Stephen Roy Radio. You probably can't watch, you can't get that link from the X anymore at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio because I blocked you. So sometimes I feel about messing with you before I block you, but it is 99% of women are either scammers or bots. Most of the Asian women, 99.99% of the Asian women are bots. That's what they are. And that's why I can't help but mess with you. 99.99% of women that contact me are prostitutes. Okay, I'm trying to be nice and not say what I really feel because I shouldn't judge you. Even if you sell your body for money, I should not judge you. I should not. It is legal in Nevada. It's legal in Nevada, just not in Washoe or Clark County. It is legal in Nevada. And as a result, there's very, 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 very heavily, is maybe not the right word, but they regularly test these ladies and men. It's not just ladies. They test men too. So let's get to my X at Stephen Roy Radio. This is a funny meme, because conservatives do the best memes. See the picture right here? Guy says, that's a dog. And then these members of the LGBTQ, EIA, WTF, AEIOU, plus, minus, pound, sterling, mark, whatever, plus, minus group, say, that's a turkey. How dare you say that's a dog? That's a turkey. No, it's a dog. Okay? It's very simple. If you have a pee-pee, you are a man. Michael Malbama is a man. And Michael and Bathhouse Barry are in a little bit of trouble because they were at P. Diddy's, what do they call them? Freak-offs. Freak-offs, that's right. They were at the freak-offs. Guess who else has been rumored to be at P. Diddy's freak-offs? Cackling Cammy was at the freak-offs. You know, I hope Puffy Combs, Sean Combs, says before he went into the same jail as Epstein, I didn't kill myself, because he's probably going to be Arkansided. I'm sure he's in protective custody. Now, here's a great meme from End Wokeness. 60 plus tweets from Cacklin Cammy about George Floyd. Guess how many tweets about this young lady, Lakin Riley? Guess how many tweets from Cacklin Cammy, the czarina, the official presidential proclamation, I've seen it today, the official proclamation proclaimed czarina of the non-border, Cacklin Cammy. Guess how many times Humpin' Harris has tweeted about Lakin Riley? Goose egg, zero, zip, nada, niet, none. Not one time has Cacklin Cammy tweeted about Lakin Riley or all the other hundreds of... How about that 12-year-old girl in Houston? That poor girl fought until losing fingernails. That's how hard she fought these Venezuelan illegal aliens. They're criminals.
Okay. No, David. No! They're just migrating. Ha! They're just...
No! They're criminal illegal aliens. They need to be... Those two need to be executed. That's what they need. If you're a pedo and you rape and murder a young girl, you deserve execution. That's what you deserve. If it's up to me, you'd be strung up by your gihulis. That's what would happen to you. Yes, there has to be overwhelming evidence. And I bet there is. Since she fought so valiantly to try to survive. And those frickin' illegal alien Venezuelans threw her in the river. Like she's a sack of crap. It frickin' pisses me off, man. It just ain't right. Had a Canadian, had a someone from Kanadistan send me a mean DM to, not a DM, actually on the Twitter, sent a mean message. How far do you think that's gonna get? I don't even know why you bother. I'm not gonna argue with you on the interwebs. You send something mean on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. Click, bye-bye forever. Bye-bye, bye-bye. I don't argue with you. If you had any balls, you'd come and face me like a man. Girly, no you will not. Come and take it. You're such a big girl. Come on down from the great white north. Oh, that's racist.
You can't say that, demon.
I suppose snow is racist too, right? Because that's white. Is that racist too? Oh my gosh. Here's a woman going apes. She got the beekeeper outfit on and she's going apes in Germanistan. So sad. Bye-bye, Germanistan. Bye-bye. Got a lot of friends here. Oh, this is great. This is great. If you haven't seen this video from Josh Hawley, you need to. It's posted at Wall Street Apes. You can see it on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. And Josh Hawley has taken this government official to the curb because there's like 10 pieces of documentation that you can get on a plane. That's right. You can get on a plane in these United States and they'll fly you for free all over the United States. No, no. You or I, we got to be frisked by the TSA. They got to touch your no-no region. The TSA does to make sure it's safe, right? But these illegal aliens, they don't even have to have an ID. If I don't have an ID, I can't get on the plane. I don't have a license to go with my ticket. I can't get on a plane. All these illegal aliens have to do is present a warrant for arrest. And they can get on a plane. Fly all over the country for free. That's what's happening during this Kamala invasion bloodbath. Because that's what it is. Makes me ill. Have you seen this video? Have you seen this video? It looks like a scene from World War Z. Have you seen World War Z? There's a scene where the zombies are attacking Jerusalem along the wall. That's what this reminds me of. No, no, no. This isn't World War Z. These are illegal aliens at the southern non-border of these United States. Coming on in. Come on in, 100 million illegal aliens. Oh, man, it makes illegal. It makes libtards. That's right, libtards. Makes them so angry when I say there's 100 plus million illegal aliens. Well, that's because nobody knows how many there are. The government doesn't know. Oh, poor middle class Cammy. Let's look at some of these places she grew up.
I grew up in the middle class. That's right. I grew up in the middle class.
No, you did not, Camilla. No, Camel Toe. What, you know, I call her Cackling Cammy. Huppin' Harris is going to screw every American. And this is how she grew up. Wasn't middle class. It was upper class. You don't have two professors, each making hundreds of thousands of dollars as professors from the most liberal college in the United States, the University of Berkeley. No, no, no. You are not middle class, Cammy. What do you got?
I was living in a boat at the Berkeley Marina.
No, you were not. Not unless it was a 100-foot yacht, idiot.
I'm middle class.
So full of S. Here's video of the Z-Man and Macron before they became presidents.
Yeah. They're gay. They're gay. Yes, they are.
There's rumors that Macron's wife is kind of like Michael Obama. Oh, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Tampon Timmy's doing such a great job. They have illegal aliens now as policemen in Minneapolis. I am not S-ing you. And now Minnesota Stan has the call to prayer. That's right. Their entire cities have the call to prayer in Minnesota Stan. Isn't that great? You should be so proud, Tampon Timmy. Oh my gosh. Okay. Back! Sometimes I comment on something and I don't even see what the original poster posted, but that one's been blocked. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen this video about this black mom that was imprisoned because her daughter was truant, you need to see it. In Skankafornia, as Attorney General, Cackling Cammy imprisoned this woman because her daughter was truant. I S you not. Oh, I didn't imprison anybody because their children were truant. The girl has the lady's daughter, the young girl, has sickle cell anemia. She's in the hospital as much as she is out. They've sent messages. They've sent, you know, written permission to school that this little girl is in the hospital with sickle cell anemia. And the Jamaican Indian Attorney General threw her in jail because her daughter was in the hospital. Oh. You can't make this S up. You just can't make it up. Mm-hmm. Some stuff I just won't talk about. That's pretty funny. My brother sends me funny memes. I even post funny cat videos. That one's pretty funny. This one from Chuck Colesto. Arizona federal judge rules that Dem Secretary of State Adrian Fontes cannot certify the 2024 election results if any counties withhold certification because of fraudlection. Their plan is failing. Yeah. Arizona Stan, under the guidance of the Hobbit, who was running for Senate and Secretary of State. No, running for governor. The Hobbit was running for governor against Carrie Lake and Secretary of State running the 2022 fraud election in Arizona Stan. And amazingly, Republican ballots couldn't be scanned. Republican ballots couldn't be scanned. I bet you it's like this in West Texas. In West Texas, I have to present my driver's license to vote, okay? They scan my driver's license. They make sure my address is correct. They print out a little doohickey and they put it on a tablet. I sign, that's me. Then they give me a ballot. I put my ballot into a computer. I choose everyone I vote for. And when I'm done, that computer prints out the ballot. Then I walk over to a scanner, insert it into a scanner, the votes are tabulated that fast. In Arizona, Stan, when that ballot was printed out in the 2022 election, if you are a Republican, if you're voting Republican, the ballot wouldn't print right and you could not scan it. That's how they prevented Republican ballots from being recorded. That's what happened. The Hobbit is a criminal.
Oh, but David, you can't prove there was fraudulent in 2020.
Every day, more and more evidence comes out of fraudulent. Every day. This is a mango lemonade. It's actually pretty good. It's different. It's different from a lemonade, but it's good. There's something down here in the bottom. I don't know what it is. Oh, maybe it was just a big hunk of ice because it's gone now. I don't know. It's good. This is a great video from RFK Jr. Cackling Cammy's seven-word script, I was born in the middle class, has failed. It has failed. Nobody believes your BS, Cammy. Nobody. I just proved that you didn't grow up middle class, remember? Let me scroll back. Let's scroll back, and I'll show you again. Scrolling, 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 rawhide. There it is. Cackling Cammy's middle class house. There's another one down here. Another one down here. See these? Here and here. Huh. That's funny, Cammy. It looks like Westmount's average home price is $2.3 million. This is where she lived in Montreal, Kanatistan in her teen years. A very wealthy community. Gosh, I do not see a middle class there, Cammy. I see upper class. That's what I see. All right, let's scroll back to where we was. Where we was? That's what. Where was we? Starting to sound like Brian Regan. It's 1727 into the show. Somewhere around here is where I left off. Am I supposed to feel sorry for that Hezbollah dude that got bombed? Am I supposed to feel sorry for him? Mustache is bothering me. No, it's a mustache, ladies. No, it's not a beard. Am I supposed to feel sorry for this dude from the Hezbollah? Because I do not. I do not feel sorry for him. And you know where he hid with all of his Hezbollah leaders? They actually placed their bunker under residential housing. I S you not. Yeah, that's where they put it. I don't feel sorry for him. The head of the snake of Hezbollah has been eliminated by the IDF. Thanks to Rita for posting this. Do I follow you, Rita? Well, I do now. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the evil terrorist organization. The senior terrorists eliminated with him, and the central headquarters they were in were legitimate military targets under international law. Nasrallah intentionally built Hezbollah's central headquarters under residential buildings in Daya, Beirut, because Hezbollah intentionally uses Lebanese civilians as human shields, because they are cowards. Doesn't say that part, I added that. While Hezbollah seeks to maximize civilian harm, Israel seeks to minimize it. Yes, sir, I agree with you. As Mayor Eric Adams is indicted because he spoke against this government, migrating. No, you're a criminal illegal alien committing crimes in New Yorkistan. They need to make New Yorkistan New York again. It used to be a great city. I was there in January 2007 in Manhattan. Never felt unsafe. Not once. Do you think it's the same now in 2024? No, it is not. So illegal alien crime explodes in New Yorkistan. Why? Because you have idiots like Alvin Soros that won't prosecute crime. You have idiots like Wiggy James partying her ass off while American citizens are suffering on the streets of New York because illegal alien criminals, all criminals, are not being prosecuted. And guess what? It is open season on whites, Asians, Christians, and Jews in New Yorkistan. If you are white, if you are Asian, if you are a Christian, if you are Jewish, why would you vote for individuals that hate you? They are anti-Semitic. They are evil anti-Christians. They hate whites and they hate Asians. Why do you think at schools like Yale, you can't even get in if you're Asian? Why do you think that is? Do you think that's a coinkydink? Do you think that's an accident? No, it is not. Oh, you can get in much easier if you are anything else. Core inflation ticks up. It has been stuck at a high level since May. The Kamal Economics bankruptcy bend over bloodbath continues. There is only one man who can save this nation, and that's in November 2024. And if we don't drain the swamp, we are done as a nation. Done. Speaking of anti-Semites, listen to this. Secretary Blinken says to Israel, do not fight back. You'll only make it harder for you. Do not fight back. So let Iranistan nuke you? Is that the message from Secretary Blinken? Oh, but wait a minute. You've given like $20, $30 billion to Iran. You've given so much money to Iran that they're sending rockets to Lebanon for Hezbollah to fire at Israel. They are sending rockets to Gaza to fire at Israel. Huh. Israel, don't fight back. You'll only make it harder for you. Secretary Blinken is part of this anti-Semitic slide house. You are an idiot if you are Jewish and you vote for cackling Cammy. You're an idiot. Don't do it. Make me proud. Vote for President Trump. He is the only hope for Israel. He is the only hope for Christians and Jews. He's the only hope for whites and Asians and blacks and Hispanics. Because we all had jobs and everything was better under President Trump. I went to the grocery store yesterday groceries have doubled. Doubled. Little basket of groceries used to be $100. No, no, no. Now it's $200 or $300. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Hamas gunmen have murdered an aid worker from an American charity in Gaza, and I predict the Slight House will do nothing. Nothing when an American gets murdered. Oh, I would do plenty. And if American was murdered, I promise you that. Make me the border czar, President Trump. I will close it tomorrow. I will have a division of Marines from Camp Pendleton on that border, shutting it down. Cartel members won't be coming across the border, because if they do, they will be deed. Yes, deed. You heard me right. Mm-hmm. I post funny videos too. I do. Mm-hmm. I post great memes too. Look at this one. Cackling Cammy hates me. Cackling Cammy hates me. Hmm. Wow, Cammy, you hate kitties. Hate kitties and puppies. That's right. The Harris ICE director admits over 425,000 known convicted criminal illegal aliens have been released into the United States, including 13,000 who were convicted of homicide. 13,000 convicted murderers were released into the United States. 15,000 pedos. 15,000 illegal aliens convicted of sexual assault were released into the United States. ICE just revealed that under the Harris administration, there are currently 425,431 convicted criminal illegal aliens roaming American streets, with an additional 222,141 illegal aliens awaiting resolution of their pending charges. 13,099 were convicted of homicide, 62,231 convicted of assault, 15,811 convicted of sexual assault, 2,521 convicted of kidnapping. Kidnapping. 14,301 convicted of burglary. 56,533 convicted of drug offenses. Pending cases. Those are convictions. Pending cases. 1,845 pending homicide charges. 42,915 assault. 3,266 burglary. And these people are on the street. These criminals are on the street. I think they should come to West Texas. Come and take it. Come and take it. We'll see how that works out for you. Mm-hmm. And what about the non-border? We've talked about the non-border. I think President Trump said it best. While Cackling Cammy has done the unforgivable, what she has done is unforgivable. There's no greater act of disloyalty than to extinguish the sovereignty. That's exactly right, President Trump. Cackling Cammy has extinguished the sovereignty of our nation. There is no more border. Mm-hmm. Not going to read everything. Elon says, vote for Camel Toe. Vote for Cackling Cammy. Vote for Humpin' Harris if you want her to screw your neighborhood. As 20,000 non-citizen Haitians destroy a town in Ohio, and people reportedly kill and eat pets, here is the border czarina bragging about allowing them to flood into our country. We extended temporary status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants. They need your support. Isn't that great? Oh, here's an exclusive picture of a Springfield Haitian barbecue. Springfield Haitian barbecue, look over here. Look over here. This is what they specialize in. Cats, dogs, and ducks. And they even accept EBT cards. Isn't that great? Did you know that in 4 years, the United States deficit has increased by 52%? This is the Kamal economics, bankruptcy, bend over bloodbath. Our bloated government continues to overspend. They can't tax their way out of this mess. We need massive cuts and a balanced budget. Did you know that the top 3% of income earners pay 70% of federal income taxes? They are already paying their fair share. I'll tell you what, if I hear just one more time from Cackle and Cammy or any of these leftist idiots, you have to pay your fair share. Are you paying your fair share, Cackle and Cammy? How about Hunter Biden? Is the bribe and crime family paying their fair share? Because they are not. They have gotten tens of millions of dollars from Ukrainistan. Now you know why we're giving them a couple hundred billion dollars. Biden wants to give them another $350 million now. They're going to lose their funding under President Trump. Look, I think the Z-Man needs to sell his two super yachts. Do you know how much a super yacht goes for? Tens of millions of dollars. Z-Man has two of them. He has 14 houses. How about you sell some of your houses there, Z-Man? You parade around with your green sweater. It's a show. It's all for show. You're an idiot. No one believes your BS anymore. So give it up. It's money laundering for leftist idiots and rhinos. That's what Ukrainistan is. It's the world's biggest money laundering operation. That's going to do it for me on the Rumble today. I hope you enjoyed it. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Let's drain the swamp. Yes, now you have to. That does it for the Rumble. Let's play some good music for you now as we're 32 minutes into the shimmage. Let's play some good music for you. I'm going to play this one for you because about all we hear from these leftist idiots are lies. That's right. You heard me right. Lies. I'm checking to make sure everything's set right. Beep. Beep. Here we go. Lies, lies, lies. Yeah, that's all we hear. XP sucks.
You told me you love me, so I don't understand why promises are snapped in two. Words are made to bend. Some you can't disguise. Twisted truth and half the news. Can't hide it in your eyes. We'll be right back. And the car is revving in the drive, and I'm not the sort to wait.
Sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
trees are all cleared. No time for a conscience, and we recognize no crime. Yeah, we got dogs and Valvoline, it's a pretty damn good time. Today, but they were asked to leave. So we kept the good old vices and labored to invent a few. With cake and vulgar serpents, we can have it and eat it too.
Never like this. This is RFD.
I got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing, that we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? What used to be wrong, we say that is right. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus.
Alex Clark, head commissar. she really meant. And I got to thinking while she was talking that her nose had told the story. I mean, special places that she goes. I mean, she rides with the others in the subway singing.
Don't turn around.
See now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm saying faithfulness, and I'm not who I was before.
scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And with my life I'll tell of who you are. So forever I am
RAAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Cable!
I am the cable guy. That's right. Your in-house cable guy here on the Stephen Roy podcast. It is our number two for the 28th of September 2024. You know what that means, right? You know, all my new listeners, all my six of you. It means rant-free second hour, less deep, more music. I have something I got to tell you about. D is having a procedure tomorrow. So, not tomorrow. D is having a procedure Monday. So I pray, dear Lord Jesus, please give the doctors the strength. Please, God, give the doctors the strength to watch over Deesa and help her get better. You have the power to do it. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we need a little tribute. You know, before I started going to church with Deesa, I had a lot of guilt for my failed, miserable past. Nothing was ever good enough for me. I had to get a better job, better place to live, a better relationship. Had to do all that stuff, and it was never good enough. Well, guess what? Your happiness does not come from stuff. You will never be happy. The joy and freedom and absolute happiness I have in my life comes from God. Yes, someone can make you unhappy. You can be unhappy with somebody. Deesa loves me. I love Dee. Dee loves me. And that love and that happiness comes from God. So I thank God every day for Dee. And I pray that the doctors will take care of her Monday. And she'll be all good. Good to go. Yes, I know I'm silly.
And that's why you listen. So let's have a little tribute for Dee. And please, Lord, please watch over her. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So guess what? All you have to do is ask. And you will be forgiven. Crowder on the Stephen Roy Show.
Cold between my fingertips. I've hidden in the garden. I've denied you with my very lips. God, I fall down to my knees with a hammer in my hand. You look at me, arms open. Inside of me. Here I am, a dead man walking. No grave gonna hold God's people. All the weight of all our evil lifted away, forever free. Who could believe? Who could believe? Forgiven, forgiven. You love me even when I don't deserve.
Oh my God, RFD!
Neon lights and stained glass windows, old bar stools and back row pews. Ran to one more than the other, but I couldn't outrun you. Trying to fill up all the empty, trying to numb the pain inside, thinking you'd never forgive me for all those Saturday nights. But thank God for Sunday morning,
16, and the words it read that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and a voice saying come back home. Saturday night looked like the end of the story. Thank God for Sunday morning. Now I know that you're no stranger to the broken hearts like mine. It's what you do, yeah, somehow you bring dead things back to life. And it might look like it's over, as a stone over a grave, but I've seen you move, I'm living proof, you still roll stones away. Thank God for Sunday morning, thank God for 316, and the words in red that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and the voice saying come back home. Saturday night looked like the end of the story. Thank God for Sunday morning. Sunlight through the stained glass window feels like freedom on my face. It really is a new beginning. It really is amazing grace. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. The words you read that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and the voice saying come back home. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for Sunday morning.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Praying for you. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. Oh, I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul blown away. One more sinner been saved by grace. That grave robber.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Jesus, 'cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. Darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name.
want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
R.F.D.
There I was on death row, guilty in the first degree. Son of God hanging on the hill, hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, crucify, could have come from these lips of mine. Dirty shame was killing me. It would take a miracle to wash me clean. Then I free man that day.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face.
Alone. I don't know started breathing. The weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home with you. I'm home.
Cause I know where I'd be without your mind. Jesus when the sun goes down. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down.
Keep forgetting to cue the next song just for you. Hey, have a great day, have a great evening, and have a great week. If the interweb plays, have a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Once upon a time, you were 25, walking up the aisle. You made the promise of your life. Blinked twice and you were 29, singing lullabies. And I looked up at you for the first time. Words fall short, but I am sure there'll never be anyone like you. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero. Song for you. Woke up, I was 21, and I fell in love. Remember how I told you that I'd search the world and I found the girl, and oh, how she reminds me of you.
This is RFD.
to do the same thing for me. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock, oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. I'm calling on the God.
God moving power. This is who we worship tonight. Yeah. He's the same, he's the same. Oh, how I need you. How I need you. You freed the captives, you're freeing hearts right now. You are the same God, you are the same God.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold.
we're polishing up our act now. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
You let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no. We're moving.
Celebrate and have a good time. It's time
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
It's a celebration.